Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, the Sunday sometimes called Good Shepherd Sunday. And I don't know about you, but I don't have much experience with sheep and shepherds. Growing up in the Northeast, in towns and cities, I've not been around sheep much. I've had some limited experience. I remember traveling in Scotland. I was on pilgrimage there, and we were being bussed across an island with these very narrow country roads. And as it happens in Scotland, the hills just rose from the sides of the road and were covered in mist and clouds. And we come around a curve, and suddenly there'd be a flock of sheep in the road. And we wait. And then the lead sheep would sort of meander through, and they'd all follow, and then we could continue on our journey. And then we go around another curve, and there would be yet more sheep. Very pastoral, very beautiful scene, but I don't know much about sheep from that experience. In Friday's New York Times, there was an article about shepherds in Afghanistan with a large picture. There are people in the world who still this day make their living and derive their well-being from being shepherds and caring for flocks. And those particular shepherds export a kind of wool which is very valuable, particularly in the Nordic countries. And it's one of the few exports from Afghanistan in this era. Again, it doesn't tell me much about sheep and about shepherds. And I think for those of us who don't have that experience, there can be a danger, a way in which we can romanticize sheep into these very cute, fluffy creatures. And I think in some ways, churches have not always helped us with this. In some churches where I have served, there have been images of the Good Shepherd, often in stained glass, Jesus holding a cute, fluffy sheep on his shoulder, maybe holding a staff. One parish I served had quite a beautiful statue carved out of wood in the chapel, Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And then I suspect there are some sitting in this room who in church school have created fluffy sheep using cotton balls. But again, doesn't tell us much about sheep and shepherds. Jesus uses this image in today's gospel because in his day, sheep and shepherds were very common. And people would have grasped, those hearing John's gospel, would have grasped what was being said. I think we need to tease out exactly what is going on in this gospel. And first, I just want to note that we have shifted in our keeping of Eastertide. Up until now, we've had accounts of the resurrection appearances of Jesus appearing in locked rooms, of showing his hands and his feet and his side to his disciples and saying, "Look, see, touch, it is I am risen from the dead," and then sending them out of their locked rooms. Today we have this account from John's Gospel, Jesus the Good Shepherd, and we've made a shift from resurrection appearances into what is God doing? How is God active in the world? How is it that God loves and cares for God's people? And so Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, tells us something about God's intentions for us and God's love for us. Now in English, the word good is usually paired with bad. Something is good, something is bad. There's this dichotomy. But in the Greek, it's much more complex, as often happens. That one word in Greek that is used for good has many other meanings. And many of the meanings have to do with embodying the very qualities of the thing named, of being the model, the exemplar. And so it is that when Jesus says in Greek, he is the good shepherd, he's saying, I'm not just a good shepherd. I am the quintessential good shepherd. I embody the fullness, the model of what it is to be the Good Shepherd. And that model is all about more than just being a shepherd. It's about the one who, we're told, lays down his life for the sheep. Something a hired hand doesn't do. The hired hand is there to get paid for what he's doing. And if danger comes, if the wolves come, he leaves. But Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, even gives his life to care for the sheep. Jesus has a relationship with the sheep. He knows them each by name and calls them, and he gathers them into one flock under one shepherd. Above all, Jesus, as a good shepherd, puts the care of the sheep above everything else, even preserving his own life. Jesus gives everything for the sheep. And this image of the Good Shepherd is one that is common throughout Hebrew Scripture. God is in several places in Scripture referred to as a shepherd who shows the qualities of what it is to be the best shepherd, the model shepherd, one who is far more faithful at being a shepherd than the human shepherds. And so we're told that God, as shepherd, calls the people, protects the people, provides everything that the people need. We hear in Psalm 23 this morning about God providing, the shepherd providing, green pastures where the sheep may eat, leading them beside still waters, caring for their every need, protecting them while their foes look on, and even leading them through the valley of the shadow of death. God provides everything the sheep need for well-being. And when they stray, when they're lost, calls them, goes in search of them, brings them back to the flock, and keeps them gathered as one flock under God the shepherd. And so it is we learn that the risen Jesus is one who has relationship with God and invites us into that very relationship, who knows us each by name, has that intimacy with us and desires relationship with us, and calls us, gathers us into one community in relationship with Him as He is in relationship with the Father. In our collect this morning, we prayed, "Grant that when we hear His voice, we may know Him who calls us each by name." I don't know if you think of that often, of God calling you by name, of God knowing you and me, knowing every person, every part of creation, and calling us into relationship, into that intimacy with God. Apparently, shepherds calling the sheep and gathering them just by a call or by their voice is something that still happens to this day. Barbara Brown Taylor, in a sermon that is published in a book called The Preaching Life, published by Cowley Publications, says this about modern-day shepherds. "In Palestine today, it is still possible to witness a scene that Jesus almost certainly saw 2,000 years ago, that of Bedouin shepherds bringing their flocks home from the various pastures they have grazed during the day. Often those flocks will all end up at the same watering hole around dusk, so that they all get mixed up together, 8 or 9 small flocks turning into a convention of thirsty sheep. Their shepherds do not worry about the mix-up, however. When it is time to go home, each one issues his or her own distinctive call, a special trill or whistle, or a particular tune on a particular reed pipe, and that shepherd's sheep withdraw from the crowd to follow their shepherd home. They know whom they belong to, they know their shepherd's voice, and it is the only one they will follow." So even today, sheep know the shepherd's voice, the shepherd's call, and can be sorted from a flock of many sheep into that distinctive community of sheep around the one shepherd. That relationship between sheep and shepherd that Jesus is telling us He desires with you and with me, if only we listen for His voice and we hear His call. And Jesus, as the risen Savior, as our good shepherd, not just calls us, but calls us into relationship and offers us safety and protection, whatever befalls us, offers us His presence with us. And this is something that we don't necessarily deserve, that we can't earn. It is just the nature of God and Jesus as the Good Shepherd to love us so much as to desire that intimacy with us and to gather us into community. We live in an age where this is something that is in short supply. Many people thirst and hunger for that kind of connection, for a community. We try to form it in online communities. We seek it in other places. But at heart, our world, our society is one which is predicated on individualism, on thinking about yourself, don't worry about other people. That tough American virtue of going it on your own. Well, Jesus offers us a different way of life. That life where we are known and loved. That life where we are called into community with one another. That life of trust, where we overcome that individualism. Where we find in the flock meaningful relationship with God, with one another, and with ourselves. And we are also called to share that work of building that community. In our gospel this morning, Jesus tells us there are other sheep. Sheep who do not yet belong to the flock, but they know his voice, and they will be gathered. Now, in John's gospel, that probably means Gentile people, those who are not already part of either the Jewish Christian movement or have not yet come into following Jesus, but they will. Now, that's not so much an issue for us in this era, in this day and age, but I do wonder, who are those people that Jesus may be calling who are not yet part of our flock? Perhaps people who live at the margins of society, who have been forgotten, who do not know community, who have not been invited yet. Those who are forgotten, isolated. Those who have never heard that invitation. No one has ever said, come and see. Come see what I have found. Those who may be scorned and rejected and judged by society and are not yet part of the community. Our call as sheep of the one shepherd, of the good shepherd, as followers of Jesus, is to welcome whomever Jesus might call, to bring them into the community that we have, to share with them the joys that we know in belonging to Jesus, the good shepherd. And so, on this fourth Sunday of Easter, may we open our hearts and our lives to that call of Jesus, that we might hear him call us each by name, that we might hear his call into community, and may we, like the good shepherd, welcome those who are called, welcoming all to come and join us as we follow our one shepherd. For we are invited into that relationship so that just as Jesus and the Father are one, so we might be one, united by that love of God. Let us welcome others into that love. And whenever we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, whenever he calls us, may we go where he would lead. Amen.